Trampoline would be a good additional height.
It's okay. It's too late. Sorry,
we've got such fat faces.
Yeah. As long as people know that it's not our faces, it's a camera.
They won't think that. They won't be like, we won't get the benefit of the doubt of our fans being like, look, these guys are looking thick, probably a bad camera angle, not actually them.
Yeah. So guys, if you think that we look extra thick, it's because of the camera angle.
Not due to like...
For me.
I'm just overweight and refuse to diet.
Hey guys, welcome to Coach's Corner, podcast, Instagram series, YouTube series, where we distill one topic about strength training, whether that's coaching or lifting, and we give you some advice on that and then throw you out into the wilderness where you can implement that advice or choose to ignore it.
Probably ignore it. Then watch other people suffer with your hoarded knowledge.
Yeah. Live that non-abundance lifestyle.
Yeah, just like have the scarce resources of knowledge and do not feed it to anyone else.
Today's topic is a time for tempo. We know that in sports, pretty much all of them require speed to do well. Most of them are races. If you're looking at things like powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, strongman, we're often trying to lift to an extent as fast as we possibly can, yep. While lifting the most amount of weight that we can.
Okay.
So in training though, is there a time for tempo?
There is a time for tempo. Thank you, Andy. I would say the best place to implement tempo is with eccentric movements. With the eccentric movement of like whatever exercise you're doing. Like we were saying before, like there's some exercises that don't really have an eccentric movement. Olympic lifts don't really have a loading phase. So deadlifts don't have a loading phase. When it comes to the eccentric, like the going down of a squat, the most amount of muscle is actually built on the eccentric due to the time under tension. So slowing that tempo down for control and greater time under tension can be a great way to like increase like overall time under the bar, leading to greater growth in the long term.
Cool.
So hypertrophy.
You're gonna get like a high level of adaptation to the musculature,
yep.
Because time under tension is again just like increasing a certain amount of volume that the lift is like transpiring over.
Yes, 100%.
The other thing with, you know, like slower eccentrics is that there is adaptation to like connective tissue,
yep.
So like ligaments, tendons, which again is also going to be helpful
in sporting.
You're going to have, you know, we would prescribe tempo lifts to someone who has some sort of tendinopathy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, in terms of prehab, it's also going to help someone who's trying to jump higher or run faster or cycle faster.
Yeah, definitely. And just, again, that overall accumulation of eccentric is great use of for that. But then it comes down to is like, what about concentric movements?
Yeah. So concentric movements, particularly in like sports like powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, strength, like strongman, slower concentrics are probably going to be used more for diagnostic or fixing particular movement issues.
Yeah.
For example, on the snatch, let's say a lifter just really fails to pass the knee, like go from mid shin to above the knee well.
Yeah.
Maybe we slow that portion of the lift down, and we can really see as athletes, because we know that anyone who is like very athletic is going to have this tendency to be able to cover up their imbalances and inefficiencies with speed.
Yes.
Right? Especially if they're very explosive. So if we force them to slow it down, then we can see the little intricacies of what's actually going wrong.
Definitely. So like with the concentric movement, a lot of the time it's like move whatever implement as fast as possible with the caveat that you achieve the positions required. So the good use of tempo work for the context movements, it's to fulfill that criteria and make sure you're hitting all those positions within that, like whatever exercise you're doing.
Yeah, so if you are fulfilling that caveat, that the movement, you're hitting all of the ideal positions, you're transitioning well.
Yeah, like you have control about. And positional like awareness through all those.
Yeah, so if you have those, then I would probably say within the realm of strength sports, slowing down the concentric portion of your lift has no place.
It has no place.
It just removes too much specificity from the game.
And it's like, it's all about like force development, right?
Yeah. So,
and why are we capping that? If you're doing the name of the game is force development, why are we being like 60% force?
Yes.
We are doing that, but we're doing that with the weight, not the effort.
100%. So yeah, slow eccentrics, great. I guess we can just touch on like isometrics, like pauses and things.
Yeah.
Again, for like fixing technique, another great place to play with.
Yes.
But again, like that would probably be better off like than slowing down the concentric, like
yes.
having a pause halfway up on a squat and then forcing the athlete to power out of there again.
Great point. Yeah, that's a great way to like fix and diagnose sticking points. Like we're like out of this point, that's where we struggle, therefore we stop before it. Then we like can learn how to activate whatever muscles required to push through that point. Because like, let's just put them all three together when we're talking about it. We have most exercises that we like, you consider when you go into the gym, has an eccentric component, have a little pause at the bottom, has an isometric component, then you have a concentric component. So if you tick all these off and you have a controlled eccentric, slight pause and concentric, you're covering all tempo bases and or muscle development purposes.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Add in one extra thing is that if your sport is not a strength sport, there might be a place for like complete tempo work outside of competition.
Yeah, because especially technique stuff.
Yeah, just because like your sport doesn't require you to squat a barbell or do a power clean fast or whatever. So like depending on the scenario, but we're talking strength sports.
Yes,
and probably
strength increasing for sports.
Exactly. So with that in mind, guys, I hope that helps. I hope you guys do play with some tempo stuff, particularly further out from competition.
Yeah.
And if you guys have any questions, you have any comments, please leave them below. And if you like what you see, I guess subscribe.
Probably from a higher angle. That would be nice.
please subscribe, follow, and do all of those things. You can find Raw Barbell Club at Raw Barbell Club on all of our social medias. And I'm Andy at Train With Andy. This is Ash at Next Step Strength. And I'll see you guys next time. But you won't.